Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast. My name is Mandy and with me is the amazing Lola Oche, my beautiful co-host.
We need to find other words. I say amazing all the time, you say amazing all the time.
Okay, so what word is different?
Spectacular, wonderful.
See, I'm not like spectacular. Yeah, wonderful. Mind-blowing, breathtaking.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Thank you guys for the love and the support so far you've been showing us via social media, our listening platforms. Please keep it up.
Don't stop.
Keep sharing the content. Keep listening. Keep dropping comments because it encourages us. And if this is your first time coming around, hey, welcome.
Hi.
Stick around. This is Legal Avenue Podcast with Lola OJ and Mandy, where we discuss everything legal and bring you up to speed on what you need to know about the law that governs us. We also share our personal experiences and give an insight into various industries. And one of the industries we're going to be looking at today is what? The dance industry.
This is definitely one that you're going to enjoy doing.
Oh my God. I have a very soft spot for that industry.
Yeah, she's dancing.
And I'm literally dancing. So, Lola, have you ever considered? I know. I've seen your dance videos. So don't do face like you don't know that it's out there. The internet.
I
never
do not know
forget
what you were talking about.
The internet. Actually. Guys, sorry. Before this episode comes out,
leave
I'm going to bring out the videos, and it's going to be available on our platform.
Do not play with me.
Have you ever considered having a career in the dance industry?
Never, not once in my life.
So you just dance for fun?
Yes.
Part of our problem.
Literally for fun. Even when I was in school and I, joined these little dance groups, it was just for fun. I never thought I would be a good dancer professionally.
But you did it to some extent. Like, did you do shows?
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't something that I wasn't the best.
So you did it professionally for a period.
No. Why are you taking it far? No, I was part of I used to go to dance classes, and I was part of a street dance group.
Yeah.
In London at the time. Okay. But I wasn't one of those ones that would go and do competitions and stuff. No.
Were you guys ever paid to perform?
I don't know. I didn't receive any money.
Did you ever perform in an event and people clapped?
Yes.
You did it professionally.
No, that's not professional.
That's
darling.
A problem. So I personally did it for 4 years while I was in school as an undergraduate.
Okay.
Yeah. First year to my 40. And my final year, I was so I want to graduate. Wow. I want to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. No offense to dancers, I just have to be serious because there was a lot of late nights. There are a lot of late nights, rehearsals.
Yes, sure.
Times they're supposed to read, you're using it to do rehearsals and all that. But I think within all of that, I did enjoy it. And I think once in a while these days, I still do my small videos thanks to TikTok.
Yes, we need to
and
see
I
more.
And I post online.
So the dancing lawyer.
Yeah, that should be
girl. Don't say too much now. Go do your research, girl. Okay.
Okay. So some of you may know, I published my first book last year, and surprisingly or not surprisingly, it was about the legal aspects of the dance industry.
And some of you guys should have read it as well, because on lots of these episodes, we have the Let's Dance ad playing.
Yeah.
So we really hope you've downloaded and read Mandy's ebook. It's not easy to write a book, guys. So please, let's continue to encourage her and download the book.
Please encourage me. And if you haven't gotten the book, just send us a DM on one of our platforms, either Instagram or Facebook, and we'll definitely, it goes for 6,000 naira. So while writing the book, that's when I realized that Nigeria was kind of hopeless. So, you know, the same way.
Sorry, wait. Can you just drop it? Kind of hopeless. And leave it at that.
Nigeria. Okay, is it because I use kindless? Kind of. Nigeria is hopeless when it comes to dance and protecting dance.
Okay.
The entire world is kind of hopeless.
Okay, great.
Nigeria is hopeless. Down to a bigger level. So while I was writing the book, I realized that we didn't have much structure in Nigeria. So I needed to do a lot of research internationally. I'd speak to a lot of people outside the country. You get to get how to to understand how the structure works for them. And then I went deeper. So you notice something. Nigeria choreographical works under literary works in Copyright Act.
Okay.
It's not that artistic work. It's not that dramatic work.
Interesting.
It's not that maybe expressive work. Mm-hmm. I know you don't have anything like that, but it's an expression. So what is it doing on that literature? Literary work.
It's literally not write. Literature, yes. Do you understand? Doesn't fit the definition.
So that was the first thing that kicked me off, and I was like, why? Then I went to go research. The way our laws emulate some of these laws outside the country, originally before choreographical works were under and literary works in most
so we
of
haven't
this
evolved
country.
With everyone else basically
at all we didn't so most of them evolved up to making it a dramatical work. So before, you cannot register a dance step except if it's incorporated in a drama. You cannot register a dance step except if it's incorporated to a drama. So you're registering the entire body of work, the drama and the dance, do you get? And then slowly we evolved to artistic work, and then to some point in some jurisdiction was standing alone. So there's still a little, well, I say we're still in that little box where if you want to register, unlike music, where you're just like, oh, this is my music, you still have to either get a dance notation, which is what I have very good news.
So it's not automatically protected. If you do a dance move,
it's protected automatically, just same with every other copyright.
Yes,
is.
Exactly.
But because of how unstructured the industry is, a lot of people see dance as just fun, rather than a profession and a career. So music has evolved up to a point sure. where this is supposed
sure.
livelihood. Why for dance is, oh, once in a while,
it's
I go out.
Slower.
And, exactly. Yeah. So with that, except if you not take extra steps to brand it, then people cannot say, oh, this dance step is this person's dance. This dance is this person's dance. This choreography is this person's choreography. But without that, you just have to do what? Register. Something like abroad in the US, I think UK too, before you can, you have to register your dance before you can even institute any action in court. I think it's general
of course,
to all copyright.
Sure, sure.
You have to register it first. And then the registration has to be either a film clip of the dance, or you get dance notation. That's where they literally like draw and do all those artistic whatever, then you can register it. So Nigeria, I don't think anybody has tried registering dance in Nigeria.
Well, Mandy, let's make up a dance and be the first.
You know, do you get that? And then there was this case that even like kind of brought awoken the dance industry, the Fortnite case. I know that I've heard of it, Fortnite case.
What's that?
So mean? Fortnite is a game.
Okay, yeah, I know that game, yeah.
And then the game had like their characters dance different dance steps.
I see.
When they are not doing anything sure. or when they win something or that. So the first person was this Carlton dance. You know Carlton from Fresh
Of course, yeah.
Fresh that. Prince of Ballet. That is dance that is, yeah, literally dancing it right now. And then they are like, oh, they cannot register Carlton's dance in the UK. Or sorry, in the US because it's simple movement. Anybody can do it. There's nothing.
No. Quite unique actually,
you get,
no?
He kept going back mm-hmm. back to try, and even up to this point I don't think it's still registered. Wow. They are like, oh, there's nothing,
but
technical.
It's really when people do that, it's you remember it from Carlton.
Exactly.
Carlton, yeah.
So it's more like that is now him branding it. So I think what he would have done before even registration is try and brand it and make it anybody that
Imagine
is dancing
life.
It
yeah.
It's just like now I think even now we do it more where a dance step come out and we call it this dance step. Do you get? We call it, for example, Pokoli's dance step,
True.
Mandy's dance step,
legwork, shoki.
Do you understand?
Ones,
yeah. Rather than just a dance without a name. So if he had like branded it, he would have had more backup evidence. Like, oh, this has shown over a period of time that this is my dance. So they're like, oh, it's very easy. It has to be technical. And then he lost that. I think there's this other guy, 2 million, be something that also had the slide dance. So they picked up. And then if you come to that same game, there's Azonto. In that game, I think there's leg walk. There are lots of other
African. So basically,
African
they've been able to
dance.
Use it because we're not protecting
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But then
nobody
again, because protection is territorial, even it even makes me feel like, okay, will it even span past the
show? So it's just like when we had the IP related episode here. So guys, if you've not listened, you can go and check out all our episodes. When we had it, we talked about registrations and protections are territorial, no problem. But when you know you're dealing with this country,
then just register it in
then
those
just
jurisdictions.
Register it,
definitely
get.
Makes sense.
So we already know that. And the very good thing is that copyrights don't need registration for it to be protected. What it means is that if I create something in Nigeria, it's protected all around the country. So something happens and I go to Paris or I go to Tokyo, I go to US to register it there so I can pursue a case there. So you don't have to exactly register it. You just have to do what? Brand it. Branding is a very important key here.
You've got to make a bit of noise with it. And make sure that that noise carries you and your brand along with it. Don't make it just become bigger than you and you can't find the source. You know, some things have taken a life of its own.
Yeah.
And the originator is kind of like lost in the background. Yeah, that happens quite often.
So before we go too deep, like I'm very tempted to say, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. But before we go too deep into this, I just want to give you guys a little good news.
What's that? I'm even excited as well. What is it?
Can you remember Savage? I'm a Savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Ow.
I think I even did the dance on TikTok. Listen, I did this was during too. COVID times, I believe.
Don't give excuse, baby. Don't give excuse. So, you did it. Own it with your chest.
I'm not owning it with my chest. Okay. I'm owning it with my back at this point. Okay. It was during a time where we were bored, okay?
Classy, bougie, ratchet. So the good news here is that the creators of dance, which are two ladies, I think they are twins or so, but they are related, they are siblings, either they are siblings or they are twins, just announced that they successfully registered the dance.
Yeah, that's dope. Because that dance and was then, huge.
Oh my God.
It and still then, is a bit huge.
It's still big. And then a lot of people are like, wait, what?
Is it possible?
Like, oh my God, we can register our dance, this one, that one, that one. And that was because they had... So
it helped build more awareness because it was such a popular dance.
They did. And then the thing about this, that a lot of people be like, oh, this is a choreography. Do you get? It's a simple dance step that they brought together to form their own original. So they have registered it, and I believe that they've created, like, they've brought up a spark in the industry. Everyone going forward, I believe... will be more challenged.
Will now be thinking about towards it. Yeah.
Exactly. How can I register it? So we're just going to like try and break it down and take through the legal aspect of dance industry.
So basically, Mandy, when you watch these clips and stuff, does the possibility of a legal aspect of the dance industry always cross your mind? So if you're seeing someone do a dance, are you thinking about like the intellectual property rights, or are you just enjoying the music or the dance?
So being a lawyer has destroyed me.
Mandy, find a better word.
That's destroyed me being able to watch a lot of creative work without judging in my head. Do you get?
Of course.
So I watch a movie and I'm checking, oh, did these guys clear this trademark? Oh, do these guys have an understanding with this brand? Oh, did this brand sponsor it? And that's the same way we dance.
Yeah, your mind will now be working different.
And then it's not even just the copyright of the dance itself. I'm like, oh, these guys wore Louis Vuitton shoes and they are dancing for Pepsi advert. Is this cleared with Louis Vuitton? Oh, these guys were, or they are dancing in this location. Did they get a clearance from this location? Did this location give them the permission to use their location? Was there a documentation for it? Okay, these dance steps, who created it?
They just want to do Pocoli steps.
You understand?
Mandy is dissecting everything.
I'm dissecting and I'm looking at every single bit of it. Mm-hmm. Do you get? Are these dance steps original? Because it's
original
one thing,
as well,
one thing for you to dance for the fun of it, and it's one thing for you to be paid to dance for an ad or for your company. Most of these companies just put the liability on you. You're supposed to clear it and you're just supposed to give them a finished product for their ad. So if you don't clear it, it comes back to you. And what does this claim mean? If you know that you're not going to create an original choreography all through to the end, it's not just that you're going to use Pocoli in the middle of it. You can use his dance step, you can use legwork, you can use Atlanta, but you created a sequence of body of work that is original to you.
Piece, yeah.
If you're going to just come and just dance only Atlanta alone without creating anything new in it, then definitely you need to take permission from him before you do that. Even though you're going to use someone's choreography and this person has already like probably posted it online, you like the choreography and you want to use it, he has to also take permission from them. It must not be anything big. One thing I enjoyed the dance industry that I don't think they've come to that part where everything is monetary to them. So it's just to inform them, oh, I want to do this, and everybody's okay and cool and you dance it. So I do think about that a lot of the time. So I'll talk about the intellectual property in the dance industry. So the same way I think about all those dance steps, I'm just going to run through different intellectual property that is available, or rather that is existing in the dance industry. So obviously we have copyright. Copyright protects the dance steps itself, the choreography itself, these moves itself. Then we have trademark. Trademark now protects the brand.
The brand, sure.
So maybe your catchphrase or your brand name or your logo, anything... anything that has to do with the appearance of your dance brand that will make you, when you come out, even without you dancing, maybe they'll just show this particular brand. Exactly. And everybody will be like, oh my God, this person is going to dance. Oh my God, so it's going to do this. And then there's definitely trade secret. A lot of people don't really add trade secret as part of intellectual property, but it's there. What puts it aside? What keeps your business growing in the dance industry? So yet in Nigeria, we've not yet come to that point of, oh, this is the way. That's why that was one of the things that challenged me to write the book. Do you get? Because I don't think there's anyone that's taking
how long did it take you to write the book?
2 months.
That's quick.
Yeah. 2 months. 2 months.
With research and everything?
I already started doing the research before. Okay. So initially it was supposed to be like a journal. I said with an Instagram post, I increased it to a journal. I increased it to 2 pages. And next thing I had like
Mandy, we're proud of you.
And then I had like 8 chapters.
Keep going.
So that was
more of that kind of those kind of books are needed.
Initially, it was just supposed to be like a small joke thing, just a small. But the more I read into it, the more I researched, that's when I realized, oh, Nigeria was very backwards.
There's a space for it.
There's a space for it. So we hardly have cases. Most of the cases we have are outside the country. Okay, for example, now these guys dance, the moonwalking.
Michael Jackson.
You forget he's Jackson. Not the.
He's sure, not he's the, not the. Yeah, I know. He's not the creator.
He's
the
not
dance.
The creator.
He just
of
made
dance.
It extremely popular.
And then everybody. That's the branding aspect of it. Everybody.
And
calls
it's now
it
his.
The Michael Jackson's moonwalking. Yeah. So that guy, except if he registered it back then, it's very hard for him to.
If
be
he
able
had
to prove.
Registered it, he could have like licensed it or something, right?
Or so, even franchised it, or
yeah,
even
or just somehow, yeah,
if, to you know Michael what? Jackson, even take the rights. Take the rights. You get. So we have the intellectual property aspect of the, or rather in the legal space when we're talking about dance industry, then we have contracts, we have formation of business. A lot of people in the dance industry don't register their businesses. They just go in name.
That's true.
Oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And
I think it's because they don't realize they're a brand.
Exactly.
They feel like because they're a dancer, like even if we look at people, Kaffi, Pokoli, like these are people that are huge on their own.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there are things in even the Kaffi, the name, Pokoli, the name, that is, even before they dance, it's a brand.
Only saying that Kaffi is going to be here.
Exactly.
Or Pokoli is going to be here. Or Easy is going
come
to be
buddy
here.
Come on, Badija.
Everybody is already hyper and looking forward to it.
Sure.
Do you understand? So that is the thing. A lot of people don't realize they're a brand. Or most of them will not form a name and they will not register it, especially with these dance groups. So if you don't register it and you're going with, for example, Ace Dancers, or A dancers, and you enter contracts, it's very hard. Your other counterpart can be like, oh, this contract is invalid because the person...
Who are the parties to the contract?
The party to the contract is not registered.
It's exactly. It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
So they're actually individuals in essence,
These are one of the things. Now, when it comes to the contract itself, most of these dancers don't have contract. That's why I don't know that you ever saw... Do you know this UK, I mean US, Nigerian dancer, Easy?
Easy mixed race?
No, okay. It's a lady.
Easy.
So she was first person that even drew my attention to dance. I think she had a walk. She worked with Yemi Alade also. And she, sorry, in case it's not Yemi Alade, I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot, but it could be one of them. So she came and she was like ranting. It was on like Akiyemi's page 2 years back. She was talking about how she had this and that. And then she was a choreographer. She brought these dancers. None of them were giving credit. There was no medical insurance. They used their money that they were paid to take care of them. These guys face injuries and all of that. Do you get?
Of course.
You might fall from the stage. You might break your leg.
It's true.
Do you understand? Yeah. So she was like talking about how dancers are not treated properly. And then it just beats me to ask, did you have a contract? If you had a contract, what does your contract say?
Let me ask you something though, Mandy. If a dancer brought a contract, do you think people take dancers seriously enough to have a contract? I think, you know, you get as good as you give, if that makes sense. If you tell people that this is professional to me, if you want to book me, this is how much you pay, you have to sign this, you have to take care of our transport, our medical, all these things, they will look at you like a dance house. Like
exactly.
Properly. Like Zinat, Ezine from former CEO Dancers, for example.
Yeah.
She's contracted for all these big shows, O2 and stuff. I'm pretty sure it's not just a high buyer. I'm assuming they have things in paper, you know, on paper rather, because you're dealing with people performing at the O2 and things like that. You know, it's not as much as just a WhatsApp message. Can you come through with 4 dancers, make up a dance? It doesn't work like that.
Is it professional to say that, oh, you know this person's lawyer?
Girl, do what you need to do.
Is it professional? Is do it what you need to do. She takes care of her business. We do there take care go. Of the
you
business.
You heard it from Mandy's so mouth first. She didn't give the details, but she's just telling you that she does take care of business.
We do take care of our business. So a lot of them don't have... And then most people that, when you talk about contract, they're looking at 15 pages, 5 pages, 6 pages. No, it can be simple to...
2 pages, yeah.
Terms and conditions. Sure. Oh, we're going to get our money... First half, beginning,
you just cover the signing, the vital things,
the remaining part at the end, medical, either you're going to take care of us or if there'll be an on-set medical team or you take us to hospital or there'll be something.
Mandy, most people do not think about these things.
They don't. Okay, when you're coming back late at night, most of these productions run to late at night. Is there accommodation
security,
for
accommodation.
Us? Exactly. Is there transportation for us?
And that's why you see... Exactly? Listen, you before, like years back, you'd see dancers like almost in their dancing clothes with a jacket, kind of looking for a taxi to hail. And I used to feel like, why are you not taking care of these people? Is it because you think they're creatives and they're just happy to dance on a stage with an artist?
So the problem is from both sides. So most dancers haven't evolved to seeing themselves as a brand, as something that is
professional.
Exactly, as something that should be treated with care. And the profession and people involved haven't evolved also to see this as a profession. So they just see it as collateral fun. You're just adding to the aesthetics.
Okay.
You're just helping the industry beautiful, not that you are actually proper part of this industry. Do you get? Your contract should be able to say credits. Credit should be given.
Exactly.
Even if credits are not given to all the dancers, but at least to the choreographer.
Yes, exactly. No,
there should be
you.
Credits. Do you get? So most of these things are supposed to be outlined in the contract, but most of them don't have contracts. They have contract with people hiring them. They have contract with their management. They have contract with their talent.
And that's why things always go south, because it's just your word against
and
mine.
And then nobody, I don't think anybody in the dance industry really goes to court. Because even when you're trying to like bring up an issue within your contract, let me not say within your contract, or within the industry, they'll be like, but it's dance now.
I was just about to say, I even feel like even some of these lawyers would be like, please settle this thing. We're not going to court over this dance. Like they don't take it as seriously as we should.
The same way that there was a period of time when music wasn't taken
exactly.
Seriously.
Someone has to set the tone. Yeah.
So someone has to. I think when I was writing the book, someone reached out to me that Kathy once tried to take someone to court, but I didn't get the full gist. And I tried to reach out to her to know if she could tell me more. But I don't think she wanted to like go into
the details.
So she didn't tell me much about that.
Talk to me about YouTube earnings and then the possibility of actually going to court for your dance problems.
So first of all, the possibility of going to court for your dance problems. I would say if you don't have a contract, then just try and settle out of court. Because although people say go to court, our judges and the court system haven't really evolved to understanding intellectual property and intellectual property related issues and entertainment law. So it might end up with a judge that doesn't even know how this is supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Or even a lawyer that just know A is A, B is B, and don't really
that's
know
why entertainment
the
lawyers are important, guys.
Do you understand? Yeah. So if it's not something that is in pen and paper, you know you're going for a breach of contract. We've written it down, or something that law expressly provides for. If it's just industry practice, they're just trying to settle out of court. Now about YouTube earnings. So it's very weird and it's very not fair. But if you make a dance video now with song synced to it and you post online, that video is not going to make money for you.
You'll make money for the artists of the music. Yeah.
So we have dancers that make dance videos. And then
they actually are the ones that actually make most songs trend. Let's be
exactly.
honest. It's the dance. Because we've heard the song. It's the dance that people keep copying that makes us hear the song so
much. And that's why I'm very, very happy about this age, right? It seems like everybody's dancing. Have you ever noticed it?
Girl.
TikTok.
Even moms and grandmas are dancing.
Even old songs are coming back. People are doing remixes. And people are dancing to it every day, creating new dance steps. So the way our advice around this is me giving you an expo. Go and read my book, guys.
Or pay her for consultation.
Read the book. So the way around, I'll just give one way around it. There are other ways. Most times, what I advise people is to have a discussion with this artist. Now, they will hire you to create a dance video, a viral dance video, a dance video that is going to get the attention of people. Do you understand?
Sure.
So if they pay you and YouTube is getting your funding and giving to them, you're not worried again because you did this as a form of engagement, not when you do it for free. And then the worst thing is that not only will will you popularize the song? You also popularize the dance step. And then instead of the dance step being attached to your name, the dance step will be attached to the song.
Definitely.
Do you understand? Definitely. Just like how we call this dance, like the savage dance.
Yeah, it's down to the Megan Stallion.
Yeah, we just need to find the name of those girls, do you get, because they deserve their accolades the credit, on their own. Sure. Do you understand?
For sure.
But then most times it's the dancers that get this credit. So our advice that obviously that you should discuss with them, minus it also branded. Nothing will stop you from at the end of your dance video, have your big logo or a big name saying that I am the creator of the dance, and also get your money on the side while you
basically
is paying
dancers
them.
Need to have a bit more audacity.
Yeah.
Music artists, let's say, if someone samples their songs, they call them out. They remind you that they're the ones that sung the song first. Mm-hmm. Like, even up and coming, when a song becomes popular, they're the first people to shout from the rooftop, this person took my song. I think dancers need to start showing their worth as well.
We actually need to start that. So the ladies, I found their name. The two creators of the Savage Challenges, Kira Wilson and the Nene Twins. Okay, they're actually three ladies. There are three ladies, the twins and another lady. So, Kira Wilson and the Nene Twins received copyright for their viral dance step.
Shout out to
you.
Let's not call it
savage dance steps
shout
anymore.
Shout out to you girls.
Yeah. So, that's basically it. I will actually do advice. Would the industry evolve tomorrow? No. The industry is going to take time to evolve. But get my book, first of all. I'll keep preaching that. Get my
book.
And
we will preach on
your behalf,
Mandy.
Also be interested in understanding how the dance industry itself works and then incorporate the legal aspect of it. This is my advice to also the lawyers involved. Yeah. So, guys, I think we've talked too much. Lola, do you have anything?
Not too much.
My back is paining me.
I don't have anything to add, but we're going to go on
massage.
A quick break. Mandy, this is not the show for that kind of thing.
Oh, there's a show for that kind
of thing. I don't know. It's just not this one. We're going to go on a quick break. And since we're talking about dance, it's just going to be a quick ad about Mandy's book, Let's Dance. Make sure you get it, guys, and listen for some info now.
Are you a dancer or a dance instructor and you're wondering how you can protect your legacy? I mean your dance? Well, I have the cure here. Go get Let's Dance today. The book looks at the legal issues in the dance industry, how to make money, and more importantly, how to protect your intellectual property. For just 6,000 Naira, the book is yours. Get yours from Legal Avenue Podcast today. Let's dance.
Let's dance.
All right, guys, welcome back. And it's time for us to go through the questions that you all sent us ahead of this episode via our social media platforms. And just in case your questions hasn't been featured on this podcast and wondering, how can I get across to us? Send us a DM, drop your question, and we'll definitely incorporate it in our episodes. And mind you, you can also suggest topics for us to discuss right here for
and
you.
And that's at Legal Avenue Podcast on Instagram.
Yeah. So the first question is, do I really need... Lola, you're going to answer this.
No, wait, hold on, Mandy. This is what we're not going to do. This question is for you. So I'm going to ask it to you.
No.
Okay? Question one.
We have two questions.
Question
one. I'll answer the second. If I answer the first one, you answer the second one.
Okay.
Be careful.
Be careful what you ask for.
So do I really need a lawyer as a dancer in Nigeria?
To be honest, nobody, but everybody needs a lawyer in general. So... you do not need a lawyer, but it is advised to have a lawyer that has a bit of expertise or extra knowledge in that field. An entertainment lawyer, a lawyer that deals with creatives, a lawyer that deals with brands. And I mean, if you're lucky enough to find a lawyer that's definitely dealt with the dance industry and dancers specifically, then you're onto a win. But at least if not that specific, find someone that understands the entertainment industry. You do not need a lawyer, no. However, it is advised to have a lawyer because then when it comes to infringements, when it comes to protection, when it comes to contracts, these are the people that will make sure that, you know, you are covered and that you're going to also have your... you know, your needs met and you won't just be left hanging. Like, don't go on just based on, I have a relationship with this person and they've always been good to me. No, let them know you're a professional. And a lot of times a lawyer actually helps people understand how serious you are about your business. So if you can get a lawyer, fine. If not, please just get as much information as you can online, internationally, look at what other dancers are doing, read, and really equip yourself with the knowledge if you don't have access to a lawyer. But if you do, it's definitely worth having one. If not, not like a full-time lawyer, but at least someone you can pay to, yeah, you know, help you with the odd thing here and there. Mm-hmm. It will definitely save you the tears in the long run.
Yeah, it will. The tears. No tears.
We don't cry. Want tears. So this question two is for you, oh, Mandy.
Your eyes will soon pop out of yes. the eye socket.
Asking me question one.
So, hit me.
Hit me. Brother Shaggy tears. See, that's another thing as well. See, there's so many things. The intellectual property that people talk about yeah. in the dance industry, is it actually enforceable?
Okay, so in Nigeria, intellectual property in dance industry, like I said, is still a big joke. But then you are, with social media and everything, you're not just dealing with Nigeria, you're a global brand. As far as a dance creator, you're dealing internationally. So don't be fixated on if Nigeria has the right tools to enforce it or not. My dear, brand your dance, brand your choreography, brand your creation. So that anywhere you are. So our advice is, if maybe you're in Nigeria, the UK brand, the US brand, or a Zimbabwe brand or a Ghana brand reaches out to you and say, oh, I like this dance step. Do you get? Or you see your dance step on TV, I won't do anything legal. Then you can go to that country and register it. Then pursue that contract or pursue that case. Do you understand?
I do.
And at that moment, my dear, it becomes enforceable. So Nigeria might be a loose cannon when it comes to that. There's no hope with us yet. But then don't fixate yet. On that.
If someone has to set the, exactly. set the tone for
so,
it.
So there's no hope for us yet. There's hope for us soon, though.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
But don't fixate on that. Create more. Brand more. Be very interested in branding. Very take it like super serious in branding. Then push your work globally and watch it grow. If it starts, you can decide, oh, this is the country I want to do business in more because they have more fans. You can register it in that country or you can push your brand more in that country. It's what you push out. I think that's the best way to answer it. I don't say, oh, Nigeria is not enforceable. My dear, keep creating. We'll get to you very soon.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, Lola, do you have any more questions?
No, I think we've covered quite a lot. And yeah, no, I'm happy with this episode. I'm happy with it.
Well, we're coming to the end of our episode. But before we go, we have our what? Legal takeaway of the day. And my legal takeaway is just a little fact about you protecting your dance, or rather you protecting the intellectual property of your dance industry. My legal takeaway of the day is just a little fact about the intellectual property protection of the dance industry. So in the US, there are some dances that are known as non-registrable dances. And there's no particular dance step that says, okay, these dance steps cannot be registered. But if you create a dance or a dance move or a choreography and make it so popular that everyone can dance it before you brand it or before you register it, then that dance does become non-registrable. It's a social dance and you cannot register social dance. So let's say, for example, Awilo. Everybody dancing Awilo Moko. And then you try to register it in the UK, they might see Awilo as a social dance. The same way legwork has evolved, everybody's dancing, they can see legwork as a social dance and it's not be allowed to be registered. Yes, that's my legal takeaway of the day.
Nice one, Mandy. So this is just a quick disclaimer. Nothing discussed here constitutes as legal advice. It is strictly for educational purposes and entertainment purposes only. All of these views are our own and please always consult a legal practitioner for legal guidance. Pay your lawyers because we deserve it.
We deserve it so much. So, guys, time to roll out. Lola, last words for us before we say goodbye.
I think we actually have a quick shout out. So I'd like to shout out @_Omotunde and @_Kin.Ayan. And thank you so much for engaging on our platform, for liking, sharing, commenting. We appreciate every single listener and follower. Please don't stop. It encourages us so much to know that we're not wasting our time doing this. Yeah. So please keep listening, sharing, subscribing, telling your friends, neighbors, enemies, boyfriends, lovers, whatever.
Enemies, everybody.
Just tell everyone. And this is us signing out.
Bye, guys. We love you so much.
We're going to go practice our leg walk.